This week's parsha is Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach deals with the sin of the spies, where Moshe Rabbeinu sends 12 delegates, leaders of the tribes, to go to Eretz Yisrael to spy the land. And we are going to discuss different things in regards to this parsha, and we'll try to analyze how this sin came about and what caused this sin to be. First, we'll start in the beginning of the parsha, where it says in chapter 13, verse number 2, Shlach lecha anoshim, send to you men. Rashi explains that shlach lecha, sent to you, means that I leave it up to you, ledatcha. Ein ani mitzavelach, that I am not commanding you to send. Im tirtze, if you want, shlach, send. There are many different interpretations why Hashem is saying it this way. The simple interpretation is that since we know when Hashem makes a commandment, then there is a mitzvah, and since they are shlicha mitzvah, they are doing Hashem's mitzvah, then there is no way that something bad will happen. And as we know, in this parsha, it is decreed because of the sin of the spies that the Jewish people from the age of 20 to 60 should die in the desert, meaning that they will be wandering in the desert for 40 years. And if Hashem would have commanded, then there is no way that evil should come out of it. Therefore, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, send to you, sent by your own discretion, but I'm not commanding you. That is a simple interpretation, but we'll try to give a different interpretation. The verse continues and says that they should send out 12 men to spy the land. And then in verse number 3, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent them from the desert of Paran, al pi Hashem, with the permission of Hashem. That's what Rashi interprets it. Kulam anoshim, they all men, Roshiv ne Yisrael heima, they are the heads of the children of Israel. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Kulam Anoshim, they are all men. Clearly I know that they are men. Rashi says that Kol Anoshim Shebemikra, every time it says the name Anoshim, men, it means Chashivus, distinguished men, which means V'oyso Shok Sherim Hayu, and at that moment when they were sent, they were righteous people. And the question that we have to understand, that if at that moment they were righteous, how is it possible that 40 days later they come back and give evil reports on the land of Israel? What happened that caused them to change their ways so fast? Specifically, since they came into Eretz Israel, and we know that the Kedusha of Eretz Israel gives something to the person, to a righteous person, then quite opposite. By the fact that they came into Eretz Israel, they should have become more righteous instead of becoming evil. What happened that caused them to become evil? Then we'll skip to verse number 20. The verse there says, Umo Haaretz, and what is the land? Ashmenoi, is she fertile? Imrazo or Ishilin? Hayesh bo eitz, are there trees in them? Im ein or not? Vis chazaktem, and you should strengthen yourself. Ulekachtem mipri haaretz, should take from the fruit of the land. Vayomim, ye may be kurianovim, and the days are the days of the first ripe grapes of the season. And we'll have to understand, what does it mean, vis chazaktem, you should strengthen yourself, ulekachtem mipri haaretz, should take from the fruit of the land. Before we give other interpretations, we are going to just note that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, on the word vis chazaktem, you should strengthen yourself, he translates the word differently, and he says, v'tavdun cheskoso, that you should make a chazaka, meaning that you should make an act of acquisition by taking the fruit of the land. I will explain soon what is the meaning of this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Then on verse number 23, it's written, Vayavoyu at Nachal Eshkol, they came until the river Eshkol. Vayichresu Misham Zmoiro v'Eshkol Novim Echad, they cut from there a vine and one cluster of grapes. Vayesau b'moit b'shnoim, and they carried the cluster of grape on a double pole. And according to the Gemara, 8 people carried that cluster of grapes. Umina rimoinim, and from the pomegranate, umina te'enim, and from the figs. Meaning that another person carried a pomegranate and another person carried the fig. Meaning that 10 of the leaders of the tribes carried the fruits. The only ones who didn't carry anything was Kalev ben Yefuneh and Yeshua ben Nun. And Rashi explains that they wanted to bring these odd fruits because they wanted to show that in the same way that the fruits are different than normal, so too the land is different than normal. Then on verse number 27, when the spies come back, it's written, Vayesapru loy, and they told him, meaning the 10 spies told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoymru, and they said, Banu ala oretz asher shalachtanu, we came to the land that you have sent us, Vegam, and indeed, Zavas cholov udvash hi, it is a land of flowing milk and honey, Vezeh pirya, and this is its fruit. Rashi explains, why are they saying that Eretz Yisrael is a land of flowing milk and honey? Rashi explains that this is the way of a liar, that in order for him to be believed, he is required to say certain truths. Because if he says a lie, then people may not believe him. But if he inserts during the lie certain truths, people may imagine that in the same way that this is true, the rest is true. Therefore, the spies wanted to insert that this is a land of flowing milk and honey, and they showed the fruit that they brought. Theoretically, this seems to contradict a little bit what Rashi said before, because Rashi brought before that the reason why they brought these huge fruits is in order to show that Eretz Yisrael is not like a normal land, it's different than any other land, that the fruits are even abnormal, that there is something wrong with the fruits, that definitely there is something wrong with the people, then it seems like even the truth, they want to criticize what the land is. Now we are going to skip to chapter 14, verse number 9, where there Yoshua and Caleb ben Yefunneh defend the land of Israel, and they say that Israel is a very good land, that if Hashem wants us, then He'll bring us to this land, then He'll give us a land of flowing milk and honey. And then they says, Ach b'Hashem al timroidu, do not rebel against Hashem. V'atem al tirus amoretz, do not fear the people of the land. Ki lachmeinu hem, because they are our bread. So Rashi explains that necholem kalechem, that we are going to destroy, digest the people like we digest bread, meaning that we're going to destroy them. Sar tzilom mehem, that their shadow, the protectors, are removed from them. Vashem itanu, and Hashem is with us. Al tirom, do not fear them. We are going to try to give a different explanation. What does it mean, kilachmenu hem, that they are our bread? What is the metaphor that they are our bread? We are going to start to explain what happened by the sin of the spies based on the Chasam Sofer, but this explanation is brought by Sefer Shemeroish. First, Sefer Shemeroish brings the Chasam Sofer in regards to Shavuos, the holidays of Shavuos. The Chasam Sofer there says that since Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day before we received the Torah, as the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin, Amud Alef, 87a, writes down the three things Moshe Rabbeinu did and Hashem agreed to him. One is that he broke the tablets and Hashem agreed to him. He separated from his wife and Hashem agreed to that. And also he added an extra day before we received the Torah and Hashem agreed to that. The Gemara says, how do I know that Hashem agreed to add an extra day before we received the Ten Commandments? Because we know that the Shekhinah only appeared on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu said it should appear, meaning that's the day that we received the Ten Commandments and not the day before. Therefore, we know that Hashem agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu said. The Chasam Sofer says that because of this extra day, that ended up that 40 days after this date, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu went up after this date for 40 days, and then he was supposed to come down with the tablets, but since because of that, that ended up being the 17th of Tammuz, meaning had Moshe not added an extra day, we would have received the tablets on the 16th of Tammuz. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day, then 40 days later ended up being the 17th of Tammuz. And since the Medrash in Eicha, Parsha Aleph, Simen Chof Tes, brings down that from the 17th of Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, the world is full of evil powers, and we require to have extra protection against those powers, and those evil powers cause the Jewish people to do the golden calf. The Chasam Sofer says and comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu indirectly caused the Jewish people to do the golden calf. because of the fact that he added an ox a day before we received the Ten Commandments orally from Hashem, it ended up that Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the 17th of Tammuz instead of the 16th of Tammuz. And since the 17th of Tammuz starts the days where the evil powers in the world are very strong, then those evil powers caused the Jewish people to do the golden calf. Then indirectly, Moshe Rabbeinu was the cause for the Jewish people doing the golden calf. Sefer Shem Erosh explains that based on this Chasam Sofer, we could continue and say that Moshe Rabbeinu in a way is also responsible for the sending of the spies. Meaning that had Moshe Rabbeinu not added one day for us receiving the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have done the golden calf, as the Chasam Sofer explains. Then if he wouldn't do the golden calf, then automatically there is no need to send the spies. Because the only reason that the spies were sent out is to know how strong the nation there is, and to see if the Jewish people are going to be able to conquer them. But we know that if the Jewish people would not have worshipped the golden calf, then there would be no need to go see how strong the people there are, because at that point the Jewish people would be immortal. As the Medrash Rabbah brings down in Shmois Rabbah, Parsha Lamed Beis, Simen Aleph, where there it says that if the Jewish people would have waited for Moshe Rabbeinu and they wouldn't do the action, meaning the golden calf, there wasn't going to be any exiles. Veloy malacham moves sholot bohem. There wasn't going to be any angel of death. Because they bring the verse in Shmos chapter 32, verse number 16, where there it says, Valuchois mas Elohim heimo, and the tablets are the handiwork of Hashem. Vamichtav, Michtav Elohim hu, and the writing is the writing of Hashem, Chorus alaluchos, engraved on the tablets. And the Medrash says, in the name of Rav Yehuda, that we shouldn't read the word as Chorus alaluchos, engraved on the tablets, we should read it as Cheirus, that we should be free, meaning that the luchos would cause us to become free from the angel of death and from exiles. That means that we were going to be immortals, that there wasn't going to be any death. But once the Jewish people, the golden calf, now they have to have death, and now they have to have exile. And as the Gemara in Erev in Daf Nun Dalet Omed Aleph 54a writes down, that Ilamol and Ishtablu Luchos Arishonis, that if the first tablets would have not been broken, Ein Kol Uma V'Loshoin Sholetes Bohem, no nation and no language would be able to rule over the Jewish people, meaning that the Jewish people would have never been subjugated by any other nation. That means that if the Jewish people know that they are not going to be subjugated and they are immortal, there is no need for them to fear the people in Eretz Israel, because they are immortal, then there wouldn't be a sin of the spies. So indirectly, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day, Moshe Rabbeinu caused that the Jewish people should do the golden calf, and because of the golden calf we became mortal, and because of our mortality, now the Jewish people want to send out spies to see if they could conquer the land, and because of that they are afraid of the people of the land, and they sin on the spies. Then comes out that the only reason that the spies were sent out to see if they could conquer Eretz Israel is because Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day, because that caused them to lose their mortality, and now they fear people, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu has to send out spies. According to this, Sefer Shem Erosh explains that this is the meaning of the beginning of this week's parsha. Shlach lecha, sent to you, and Rashi explains that lecha means ledatcha, according to your das, according to your will, but Sefer Shem Erosh explains that ledatcha means according to your das, that you did before, according to your das, according to your learning, according to your deduction, we needed to add an extra day for giving the Torah, for giving the Ten Commandments. Because of that, now you have to send spies. So shlach lecha, sent to you, only ledatcha, only because of what you did. Because you added the extra day, then 40 days later ended up being the 17th of Tammuz and not the 16th. And since it was the 17th of Tammuz, and the Midrash says that from the 17th of Tammuz till the 9th of Av, evil influences are in the world, and the Jewish people could not withstand those evil influences, then they did the golden calf. Because they did the golden calf, they lost their immortality and they became mortal again, and they became fearful of other nations. Because of that, now you have to send spies. So comes out, Shlach Lecha, send spies Ledatcha for your Das. According to what your Das says, that you have to do three things, and Hashem agreed to it, and one of those three things was that you added an extra day, therefore now you are required to send out spies. Then Sefer Shemrosh brings along Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer says that it is his opinion that the spies really had to sin, that Hashem decreed in advance that the spies should sin, because that is going to be an eventual good for the Jewish people. And he brings a proof from Rashi on chapter 13, verse number 2, the Rashi that we are discussing, that Hashem said the land was good and you want to send spies. Chayehem, I swear in their lives, Shayenoisem lohem mokrim litois, that I'm giving them a place where they should make a mistake b'divrei meraglim, by the words of the meraglim. Why? Leman lo yirushu, so the Jewish people should not inherit the land. And Rashi also on chapter 13, verse number 25, where it says there, Vayoshuvu mitur ha'aretz, that the spies came back from spying the land, miketz arboim yoim, after 40 days, Rashi asks a question, how is it possible that in 40 days they walked the whole length and width of Eretz Yisrael? Rashi works out that it is impossible for a person to walk that much in so little days. So Rashi answers, Shagolu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem knew sheigzor aleihem yom l'shana, that Hashem is going to decree for them a day for a year, meaning that for every day that they walked, then they're going to be a year in the desert. Therefore, kotzar lifnei maderech, Hashem made the road become shorter in order that the punishment should not be as long. Because Hashem knew that He's going to punish them, therefore Hashem shortened their way. So we see from here also that Hashem already had in mind to punish them. And also, Rashi on chapter 14, verse number 33, where there it says that they're going to be 40 years, Rashi says that nobody died less than 60 years old. And the reason that it was 40 years, that the people that were 20 will reach the age of 60. Rashi says also, V'shana rishoyna oiso b'chlal, the first year was already included in that count. Meaning that even though the person is now 21, but he was 20 a year before, that is also included in the count. Afa pishe kodmo, even though that person became 20 even before the sending of the spies. Lefish Masoy Shel Egel, also Gzerazub Machshavtoy, that Hashem already had in mind to punish the Jewish people in this regard since the sin of the golden calf, but Hashem waited until they send out the spies in order to punish them for the golden calf. And Rashi explains, why did Hashem wait? Because that is the way of Hashem, that Hashem only punishes when the measure will be filled. Meaning when the cup goes over, you did so much sin that the cup goes over, that is when Hashem punishes. And therefore he says, that is the meaning of the verse in Shmos chapter 32, verse number 34, after the golden calf, Hashem told the Jewish people, "V'yoyim pagdi," and the day that I will bring accounting, will I make a reckoning, then for Kati Aleim Chatosam, I will make a reckoning also for this sin. So Rashi says that V'yom Pogdi, the day that I make a reckoning for the sin of the spies, then I'll make a reckoning also for the sin of the golden calf, meaning that Hashem is punishing the spies also with the sin of the golden calf, and therefore he says that this is also the meaning of the verse that is written here on Bamidbar chapter 14, verse number 34. Where there Hashem says that you are going to go a day for a year, a day for a year. Tisu es avoinoi seichem, you will carry your sins in the plural, arboim shana, 40 years. Rashi explains, why is it written avoinoi seichem, your sins in the plural? Rashi says, shtei avoinois, that is referring to both sins, shel egel, the sin of the golden calf, the shel tluna, and the sins of complaining against Hashem by the spies. So it comes out clearly, according to Rashi, that the sin of the spies, the 40 years that the people died, was also an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. The Chasam Sofer continues and says that based on this idea of Rashi, that Hashem had to wait by the sin of the golden calf to the sin of the spies, the Chasam Sofer wants to explain why specifically Hashem had to wait for the sin of the spies. And the Chasam Sofer first brings the Gemara in Nida, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph 47a, where there's the Gemara is discussing the loss of challah, the loss that you're required to give the portion of your dough to the Kohen. There the Gemara brings the verse in this week's Parsha, chapter 15, verse number 18, where it says, Dabre b'nei Yisrael, tell to the Jewish people, v'amart aleihem, and say to them, bevoyachem el ha'aretz, when you come to the land, asher ani meviyeschem shama, that I will bring you there, then when you eat from the bread of the land, you should give a portion to Hashem. There the Gemara asks a question, it's written, bevoyachem, when you come into the land, yachol bevias meraglim, I would have thought that you should be liable already to bring the first dough to the Kohen as soon as the spies come in, meaning that once the spies come in, then you're already obligated to give your first dough to the Kohen. Tamut loimer bevoyachem, it's written bevoyachem, so the Gemara learns bevias kulchem, only when all of you come in, veloy bevias miksasam, but not when a portion of you come in, meaning that only when all the Jewish people come in, then the liability to give challah starts. But once only the spies came in, even though technically it's already considered coming in, but it's not all of you coming. Nonetheless, the Chasam Sofer says, we see that even when the spies come in, it's already considered coming into Eretz Yisrael. Because only in regards to challah, it's not considered, because there it's written, Bevoyachem, when all of you come in. But normally, it would be considered as they would have come into Eretz Yisrael. According to this, the Chasam Sofer says, that could be that the reason why Hashem waited for the sin of the spies, it is not like Rashi, because Hashem wanted to wait for the cup becoming full. The Chasam Sofer says that it could be that Hashem waited for the sin of the spies in order to fulfill what Hashem promised to Avraham Avinu, meaning that by the covenant between the parts, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Bereishis chapter 15, verse number 13 to verse number 16, there Hashem told Avraham Avinu, you should surely know that stranger will be your children in a land that's not theirs, and they'll be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years, and also the nation that will enslave them, I will judge, and then they'll come out at you 12, and as for you, you should come to your ancestors in peace, and you'll be buried in a good old age. But then Hashem promises, V'doir revi Yoshuvu Heino, that the fourth generation will come back here to Israel. Meaning that Hashem promised that the fourth generation of the Jewish people will come in to Israel. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says that Hashem's justice said that the Jewish people should be 40 years in the desert, and by them being 40 years in the desert, that will expunge and erase the sin of the golden calf. But if Hashem punished them right away, then there wouldn't be a fourth generation coming into Israel. Therefore, Hashem wanted that the spies should be sent. By the spies being sent, automatically amongst the spies was Kalev and Yoshua. And Kalev is the fourth generation for those people who went down to Egypt. Because Kalev is the son of Chetzroin, the son of Peretz, the son of Yehuda, and Yehuda went down to Egypt. Therefore, since Kalev came into Eretz Israel and Kalev did not sin, therefore Hashem already fulfilled what Hashem told Avraham Avinu, that the fourth generation will be there. Therefore now Hashem could punish the Jewish people for the sin of the golden calf, because Hashem wanted that the generation who comes into Eretz Israel should be a generation that is free from any punishment, from any sins. Meaning that generation won't have to suffer from the sin of the golden calf. So therefore Hashem already had predestined that they are going to be 40 years in the desert, as Rashi explained. But Hashem had to wait until Kalev ben Yefuna comes into Eretz Israel, once Caleb ben Yefuneh comes into Israel, then technically it's already considered that the fourth generation of children of Ravinu came into Israel. Now Hashem could punish for the sin of the golden calf and not worry about his promise to Avraham Avinu. Like that, the Jewish people coming to Eretz Yisrael will be clean from any sins. Then the Chasam Sofer explains that according to this comes out that the people who sinned, the spies that sinned, did a huge service for the Jewish people, because like that, everybody that was destined to die died before they came into Eretz Yisrael, and the generation who came into Eretz Yisrael is a generation that's free from everything. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says that this is the reason why Hashem cannot command that the spy should go. Because if Hashem commands that the spy should go, then no tekala could happen, no harm could happen, then automatically they cannot be sentenced to be 40 years in the desert. Then when coming to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem would have to punish them for the sin of the golden calf. Therefore, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not telling you to send, you send. And once you send, they'll make the mistake. And once they make the mistake, automatically it's going to be decreed that the Jewish people should be in the desert for 40 years. Like that, the sin of the golden calf is going to be atoned. And according to this Chasam Sofer, we could now understand what the Targum Yonis Ben Uziel said. Because Targum Yonis Ben Uziel says, V'schazaktem, you should make chazaka, you should make an act of acquisition, ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz, and you should take from the fruit of the land, meaning that by you taking the fruit of the land, you will make an act of acquisition. And according to what the Chasam Sofer explains, that is very important, because since Hashem promised that the fourth generation will come back here, in order to be considered they come back here, you have to make an act of acquisition of the land of Israel, meaning at least one of the Meraglim, at least Caleb ben Yefuneh, is required to make an act of acquisition of Eretz Israel. Therefore, since he's required to make an act of acquisition of Eretz Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'ischazaktem, you should make a chazaka lekachtem prioritz, that you should take from the fruit of the land." And I wanted to say that according to this Chasam Sofer, we could also now understand what the Medrash Rabbah here, Parsha Tezayin Siman Yud, explains, because the Medrash Rabbah says that the Meraglim lo rotzu lekach hazaperes, the Meraglim did not want to take the fruits. The Caliph lokach kli zayin, Caliph took a weapon. Veratz lifneihem, and he ran in front of them. Ve'omar lohem, and he said to them, Im ein atem noitlim, if you do not take these fruits, ani oiregeschem, I will kill you. So we see that Caliph insisted that they should take from the fruit. Then theoretically we have a problem, because Caliph clearly was not in sync, it was not in the same evil ideas as the rest of the tribes. Then, since the people wanted to bring the fruits in order to criticize Eretz Israel, why was Caleb so insistent in bringing the fruits? But according to what we just mentioned from the Chasam Sofer, we could say that Caleb knew that this will make an act of acquisition Eretz Israel, and he needed to fulfill that the fourth generation will come here. Therefore, Caleb decided that he has to make sure that they take from the fruit of Eretz Israel in order that it should be acquisition, and Hashem should be able to punish for the sin of the golden calf before the Jewish people enter Eretz Israel. And according to this Chasam Sofer, we could also add an interesting note and saying that it could be that besides their own righteousness, meaning the righteousness of Caleb ben Yefuneh and Yeshua ben Nun, Hashem in a way protected them both from sinning in the sin of the spies. And the reason is because these two people, Caleb ben Yefuneh and Yeshua ben Nun, do not deserve any punishment for the sin of the golden calf. Because since by the time of the golden calf, Yeshua was not amongst the people, he was waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu at the mountain. As a matter of fact, when Moshe Rabbeinu hears the noise of the golden calf, Yeshua thinks that it is a voice of a war, as it's written in chapter 32, verse number 17 of Shmos, that it tells to Moshe Rabbeinu, Koyim milchoma b'machna, that there is noise of war. Then clearly Yeshua was not present for the sin of the golden calf. Then clearly Yeshua does not deserve to be punished by the sin of the golden calf. And also, since Caleb is the father of Hur, and Hur died because he would not do an idol for the Jewish people, as it's mentioned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion Amud Aleph 7a, that this is the reason why Aharon decided to build the golden calf, because he saw Hur was killed because he wouldn't do the idol. then clearly the father Kalev should not be punished by the sin of the golden calf, because Huri's son gave his life to protect the Jewish people from doing the golden calf. Therefore, it could be that this is the reason why Hashem gave an extra protection to Kalev ben Yefuneh and Yehoshua ben Nun, that they shouldn't fall by the sin of the spies, because as the Chasam Sofer mentions, the sin of the spies is atonement for the sin of the golden calf. Since they don't deserve to be punished by the golden calf, they don't fall by the sins of the spies. And now let's continue with what Sefer Shemen Roish says. Sefer Shemen Roish says that according to Rashi and the Chasam Sofer, that the sin of the spies came to atone for the sin of the golden calf. And as the Chasam Sofer explains, that Hashem wanted that the sin of the golden calf should be completely expunged before the Jewish people come into Eretz Israel. According to this, Sefer Shemen Roish gives the same interpretation as he mentioned before, with a different twist. Meaning, as we mentioned before, the cause for the sin of the golden calf was because Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day, and because he added an extra day, then comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the 17th of Tammuz, and that is the day that the Jewish people did the golden calf, because it's a day where the evil forces in the world are at its height. Therefore, he says that this is the reason why Shlach Lecha Anoshim, why you have to send now men to come into Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that because now I have to punish for the sin of the golden calf, and I can't punish for the sin of the golden calf, because if I punish now that the Jewish people should die or the Jewish people should be exiled, then there won't be a fourth generation coming to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it has to be Shlach Lecha Anoshim, that you will send people now to come into Eretz Israel. Automatically, when you will send the people to come into Eretz Israel, the fourth generation will come into Eretz Israel. Like that, I'll be able to now punish for the sin of the golden calf. Because otherwise, I cannot punish for the sin of the golden calf. So comes out, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, sent because of you. Meaning, because of the fact that you added an extra day, you caused the golden calf. Therefore, now you have to send for yourself. For what you caused, you require to send the spies for me to punish the Jewish people while they are in the desert, in order for them to come into Eretz Israel free from that sin. Sefer Shemen Roish brings now Shalos Teshuvos Chasam Sofer, Or HaChaim, Siman Kof Tzadik Zayin, where there the Chasam Sofer writes a tshuva to the Yisach Moshe, where the Chasam Sofer brings down, that it's brought down in Sforim, that this, that Hashem made rain during the desert man, it was not a new creation, yesh me'ayin, that Hashem created something from nothing, but it is yesh me'yesh, it's something that Hashem created from something. Meaning, since everything that Hashem creates, there is two parts in that creation, there is a physical part and there is a spiritual part, and the spiritual part is what maintains the thing alive. Therefore, he brings down that while the Jewish people were in the desert, Hashem took all the spiritual forces from all the fruits and produce that were in Eretz Yisrael and infused that spirituality into the man. Therefore, the man had no physicality and the man was totally absorbed in the bones of the person, because there was no leftover, there was no gashmi, there was no physicality to it. But in return, the fruits and vegetables that were in Eretz Yisrael, they lost all its spirituality, so all they left with is with physicality. Therefore, if you would eat that fruit could not maintain your life, because there's no spirituality in the fruit, there's only physicality. And therefore, the spies always saw that the people in Eretz Yisrael are burying their dead, because they used to eat the food that has no spirituality in it, has only physicality, and that physicality would weaken the body, and therefore they would die. And according to this, the Chasam Sofer explains that when Kalev and Yehoshua told the people, "Ach b'Hashem al timroidi, you do not rebel against Hashem, v'atem, and you, al tiru es amoritz, do not be afraid from the people of the land," meaning, do not be afraid of the people that are now in Eretz Yisrael, ki lachmeinuhem, because they are our bread. The Chasam Sofer says that this is literally, meaning you don't have to be afraid of them because their spirituality is in our bread. And they are eating the leftover of our bread, meaning that the man that we eat is their spirituality, but what they have there is the leftover of our bread, meaning they have something that does not sustain their life because the whole spirituality of that food is gone. Therefore, don't be afraid of them, we'll be able to conquer them very easily. And Sefer Shemeroj adds that because of the fact that there is no spirituality, then all it's growing is gashmius, then the gashmius and physicality of the fruit grows in a higher level. Therefore, this fruit became giant fruit. And he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the man that we receive is all the spirituality of the fruit. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Veischazaktem, you should strengthen yourself. Ulekachtem mipriores, should take from the fruit of the land." Because Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the fruit of the land is going to be huge. Since they are only growing physicality, they are not growing spirituality, then there is no limit to the physicality, because there is no spirituality containing it. Therefore, the fruits must be huge fruits. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Veischazaktem, you should strengthen yourself," meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the fruit are going to be big, and you are going to need extra strength. Ulekachtem, you should take from the priorities, from the fruit of the land. And therefore, also, Moshe Rabbeinu does not say that you should taste from the fruit, that you should eat the fruit. It says only you should take from the fruit of the land, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that if you eat from that fruit, automatically you'll become corrupted, you'll become total gashmi, because that fruit has no spirituality. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ulekachtem mipriores, just bring from the fruit of the land, but do not eat it." But Sefer Rosh says that unfortunately the spies did not heed to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. They did not understand that Moshe Rabbeinu wants only to bring those fruits and not eat them. And when they saw these huge fruits, they started to taste from these fruits. And unfortunately, because they tasted from the fruits, that physicality affected them, and they lost automatically the spirituality that they had until now. And therefore, because they became so physical, they became evil people. And therefore we understand that when they left, they were Ksherim, that they were holy people. But once they came to the land and they ate that fruit that is lack of all spirituality, they became physical. Therefore, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael could not influence them because they became total physical people. Therefore, they started speaking bad about the land of Israel. And the Chasam Sofer explains that part of the argument of the spies when they came back is, look at us, when we left, we were holy people, and now we lost all the Kedusha, all the holiness that must be, because Eretz or Cheles Ushver, this is a land that eats its inhabitants, meaning that is the spirituality of its inhabitants. They didn't understand that the reason that it caused them to become evil is because they ate of the fruit. And when there was no Jews in Eretz Israel, then Hashem took the spirituality of that food and put it in the man. Therefore, they ate food that's completely lack of spirituality. They thought that this is the nature of Eretz Israel, that it causes people to become corrupted, that it causes people to lose their holiness. Therefore, they complained that Eretz or Cheles Yoshveo, this is a land that eats its inhabitants. But eventually, Yoshua and Kalev tell the people that do not fear those people, Kilach Menuhem, because the reason why it's lack of spirituality is not because there is no holiness in Eretz Israel. Quite opposite. When the Jewish people are in Eretz Israel, then there is much holiness in Eretz Israel. And if you eat the fruits of Eretz Israel, then you tend to get to a spiritual high. But the reason why now these spies became corrupted is because they ate from the fruits while there was no Jew in Eretz Israel, while the Jewish people were getting the man, and Kilach Menuhem, because this is our bread, meaning Hashem put all the spirituality of the fruits and produce of Eretz Israel in the man. Therefore, we are eating the bread, we are eating the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael. And you could see when you eat those breads, how spiritual you become. But now, while we are outside of Eretz Yisrael, the fruits and vegetables of Eretz Yisrael don't have any spirituality. They only have physicality. Therefore, the people die. And therefore, also, when you eat from that fruit, you become corrupted. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should not duplicate the sins of the spies. We should all appreciate the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. And we should all merit to come back to Eretz Yisrael by the coming of Moshiach, the building of Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.